Hello.
Hi, Tisha. It's Lisa calling you from Notebook Writing. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. All right, so I just wanted to have a quick session with you in regards to the book and the overall services. So, is it a good time? Can you talk now?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, perfect. First of all, Tesha, tell me more about the book and how did you end up writing the series? I believe there are three books, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me the story behind it.
You mean like what the book's about, or do you mean like how I came to write
Both. So let's start off from how you ended up writing the books, and then we can talk about the books.
it? Well, I just the book because I've always done a lot of ideas of things. And I used to do poems and then songs and then kind of graduated to books.
Oh, that is
So
amazing. And the
yeah,
concept?
it's just about a kid that like he actually lives on like a dimension of Earth, and they're protectors, like his kind, they're protectors of Earth. So like first attack or whatever, they're protectors of Earth. And but he goes sort of like security.
I'm sorry, you're breaking off. Can you like change your location?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Sure.
Can you hear? Can you hear me better?
Yes, much better,
Hello?
thank you. So, yeah, all I heard was something about the protectors of the earth. So, can you continue from there, please?
Yes. They're just, it's a dimension of Earth, but they're protectors of Earth. So basically, they just like if anything happens with Earth, they just protect it. And then but he's like kind of on an assignment with his dad to sort of like be like guardians of Earth. So they're there for a year, and it's forbidden for him to like get into a relationship with a girl from Earth, but he ends up falling for a girl from Earth. So it's kind of like a forbidden love story type deal.
Okay, all right. With a lot of thriller and other stuff there, right? Because I believe it's a sci-fi genre.
Yeah, so there's also an invasion on Earth that happens, and they've got to also protect Earth. So it's a little bit of both. It's got some action, and it's got some, romance. But yeah.
Amazing. Well, that is the secret recipe of a bestseller, to be very honest. So we do anticipate books like that. And have you like worked with a company before, or did you write all of them on your own? How was that for
No,
you?
I wrote them on my own.
Okay, excellent. And I believe the books are published as well.
Yeah. Well, the first
Okay.
two are. The third one's not.
Right, correct. I see that that is included in the package as well. So, okay, that is amazing. Have you been, I mean, did you review the contract and everything else that Daniel sent you?
I did review it, but like that's the actual contract. Like there's not another contract.
What exactly are you looking for?
Well, now it's just like with the publishers I've had in the past, it was just kind of, it was more like a contract. That doesn't like look like the normal contracts I've signed. That's the only reason I ask.
Okay, well, every company and every organization has a different format of the contract that they issue. This is basically the contract that we issue. It's a legal binding document, so it's not like it's not going to be applicable, or it's going to not work out for you or anything like that, because there are all the pointers, all the clauses are included in the agreement, including the refund options as well, just in case if you're dissatisfied, you know. And along with that, the contract is signed. All right, so that is actually a legit document that you can utilize, use whatsoever, you know, keep for your record. What exactly is missing according to you in the contract? I mean, if you can explain that, I can have the contract amended, you know.
No, I think it's fine. The one thing I would like to know, though, is, like, if I were to buy, like, author's copies, like, I know that I get a number of them with the contract, but if I buy some outside of that, like, how much am I paying for the book? I would like that to be in there.
Okay, all right. Well, let me explain how that works. Since we have our own printing and shipping department, what happens is that when you're ordering bulk copies, for example, if you're ordering 50 copies or 100 copies, the cost for it is inversely reciprocal to the number of copies. For example, if you are ordering 500 copies, you're going to get a better costing per copy. All right. Now, if you give me the number of pages, I can calculate that for you and let you know. What's the total page count?
So, I don't know what it'll be after the editing and all that, but as of right now, I think there's about 460 pages or something.
Okay, 460 pages, and you would like that to be delivered where? Which particular state?
Texas. Like,
Texas.
Would be.
And can you confirm the number of copies?
Like, if I did, let's say 50.
Okay, let's start from 50, and I will also get you the costing for, let's say, 200 copies. So you understand the difference, you know, the pricing and the number of copies, the estimate and the proportion that I'm talking about. Let me place you in a quick hold, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being online. You there?
Yes.
I'm so sorry I took so long. I was just having the calculation done, and I got the costing. So if you're placing the order for, let's say, 50 copies, this is a rough estimate, by the way, okay? It's subject to change once we upload the manuscript as well. So roughly, if you're placing the order for 50 copies, each copy is going to cost you for $21. And if we compare and contrast that with the costing for, let's say, 500 copies, per copy is going to cost you for $16 to $17. So do you see the difference?
Wait, so for one book, it costs you $21?
That's correct, including the shipping and printing, both. It's the costing for the delivery as well. And if you are placing a bulk order, for example, 500 copies or 1,000 copies, then the costing goes down. So it's like $16 per copy for 500 copies. And if you're placing the order for 600 copies, let's just sell 700 copies, the costing will go will decrease more. So it's inversely proportional.
But I can just go get the book made somewhere else, right?
Yeah, of course you can. You can actually do that on your own too, but this is in consideration of the quality that we provide to our customers along with the shipment. So this is the costing. But of course, again, I'm giving you a rough estimate. It is subject to change.
Yeah, it's just that's like more than we would even sell the book for.
How much are you planning to sell it for?
I mean, my first book was sold for like $18, I think. But, you know, we would do deals sometimes and stuff like that. So if they ordered a book for Amazon or something, you think you'd have the book for like $21.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that. See, the thing is that, again, as I said, this is negotiable. That means that we can get you another estimate once you provide the manuscript to us. That'll be like the exact costing. Right now, I'm just giving you a rough estimate, and I haven't seen the manuscript. Again, you haven't seen the quality. So we can work something out on that. Well, you're not looking to place the order for the printed copies now, are you?
No, but what I'm trying to understand is, like, if someone buys my book on Amazon or something, it wouldn't be you guys printing the book, right? It would be Amazon?
Yes. If someone is buying the book from Amazon or, let's say, from Barnes & Noble, they are responsible for the printing and shipping of the book. So we have nothing to do with that. What we're talking about with you is in regards to the marketing, generating traffic on your website or on your purchase links, for example, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble in order to obtain sales. That's what we're aiming for. That's what we're anticipating in terms of the project, you know, in terms of the bigger picture with you. Now, print-on-demand orders, they are a separate thing. These kind of orders are usually placed when you are, you know, when you're having an inauguration or a book signing event or a book launch, for example, for your book. Then usually authors place these kind of orders with us because we actually provide quality. And, of course, this is just for the paperback that I've given you. We actually provide books in, you know, book caskets, linen jackets, and different materials like that, wooden boxes. So that's like another level of quality that we provide to our authors. Those are like special editions.
Okay, but I don't have to buy them from you. Like, if I wanted to do a book signing or something, my own print.
Oh, no, you're not obliged to buy that from us. This is something additional. Just in case if you make your mind, you know, later down the line, if we're giving you a good pricing, and if you think that you're up for it, then maybe you can place the order, but you're not obliged to purchase the copies from us.
Okay, because I can, like, get my first book, like, $3.43. That's why.
Right.
I'm like, well, 21. Like,
hold on. Right. I understand. No worries. Well, yeah, you know, pricing and the print on demand thing, it's subject to change. And of course, it varies from company to company. So, yeah, that's completely up to you for, you know, where you want to get your books printed out from. But make sure to maintain the quality because that matters. And to be very honest, Amazon and Barnes & Noble, they do not provide good quality books. That's another reason why authors choose to get these kind of orders done from us, you know, privately. So they can provide better quality books in their inauguration or book launch ceremony. And, just to give a better presentable, you know, layout and everything to the customers who are coming to attend it.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, so that is pretty much it in regards to the print-on-demand orders. I see that we have already included, like, 10 hardcovers and 10 paperbacks. So, yeah, you're going to see the quality of our books as well, you know, once we reach that step. Apart from that, are there any other questions or queries that you have that I might help you out with?
I don't think so. I'll probably just give the contract more like once over, but if everything's good, then I think we can go ahead and...
I'm sorry, you're cutting off again. You there?
I said I'm going to... Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I said that I'm going to give the contract one more look and just make sure that there's nothing else, but if not, then we'd be good to move forward.
Sounds good. That sounds like a plan. And, of course, you should give it a detailed, a thorough review and see if there are any amendments, any changes that you feel are required in the contract. You reach out to Daniel and you let him know. He's going to update that for you, okay?
All right, awesome. Thank you so much.
No problem at all. Thank you so much for your time, and I am expecting you to sign up very, very soon with us. All right?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. You have yourself a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye now.
Bye.